welcome back to the podcast. Today I have with me the wonderful Abigail Martinez.
Hello.
Abby, thanks for joining me today. Really appreciate it.
I'm excited.
I know, this is awesome. How do you feel? You good?
Nervous, but excited.
Don't be nervous. You're good. You're going to be just fine. Anyways, how was your day? How's your day been?
It's been fun. I literally have not been busy all day. Mm-hmm. So I went and hung out with some peoples. Mm-hmm. I went to the Beef Center today. I got to see...
The what center?
The Beef Center.
I don't know what that is.
It's like where all the cows are kept for A&M. Mm-hmm. And I got to hang out with them.
That sounds like a very Abby thing to do.
It was really fun. It was a good day.
It wasn't for like work. It was just for fun.
No, it was for class. So I have this class and it's called Beef Cattle. Mm-hmm. And I have to like learn how to, I don't know, be a cattle person. But no, that ain't me, but I'm trying.
Yeah. That is fun. That sounds like a lot of fun though. What about this semester? This is your last like
full
undergraduate semester, right?
So I'm in 7 hours right now.
Oh, that's really nice.
So my days consist of class for like an hour and that's it. Yeah. And then I usually go to work though, which is fun. Mm-hmm. Or I hang out like I do. Usually on Wednesdays and Thursdays I don't have work, so I'm playing
chilling all day. Yeah.
And so I just find people to mess around with. Make little adventures, uh-huh. And then go from there.
Yeah. Where do you work?
I work at a vet clinic. Mm-hmm. And it's like dogs and cats, but also fun stuff like birds and reptiles. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we had this tegu come in, which is like a giant lizard, and it was really neat.
How large? Like, not like a Komodo dragon.
No. It was like...
But bigger than a bearded dragon?
Oh, way bigger. I'm like 5'4", and I like, if it held up next to me, it was like at least 4 feet long.
Oh my goodness.
It's like really cool.
Wow.
So yeah, we have fun stuff come in, and then I feel like when all the birds are there, my roommates always know, because I'm like, I got bit by birds today, and that's pretty normal for me.
Yeah. Dang. What are you like doing at this job?
Well, originally I got the job to get some hours at a vet clinic, and I was just like, I'll just do it. And then I started to really like the lizards and the reptiles, and so I learned a lot doing stuff with them and the birds. Mm-hmm. And so I stayed, and then my plan was to go to vet school this next year. That didn't happen for me. Mm-hmm. So now I'm working there, getting hours again. More hours and honestly just making money.
Yeah. What about, okay, I just had a bunch of questions just come up in my mind.
Oh yeah.
Let's start with, what is your like major?
So my major is animal science, and like they have like different options. Mm-hmm. So there's the pre-vet option and then the production option. Mm-hmm. So I'm pre-vet, but if I wanted to be production, it would be like I'm gonna go raise cows and pigs and stuff, but that's not me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what made you choose animal science?
So I had this vet, and he told me that it was the best option for people who like hands-on learning. Mm-hmm. And so you get to like, your labs are different than, would say, BIM's labs, because you, like your focus is like actual industry things. So a lot of my classes have been like, go to the Beef Center or go to this animal center, and you're going to go like palpate cows, or you're going to go work the cattle today. And it's like actually really cool because I learn how things work in real life and not just behind the scenes sciencey stuff.
That sounds a lot better than like a chemistry lab where you're just interacting with like graduated cylinders and chemicals and all that. Like you gotta actually interact with animals.
Yeah, it's so much more fun, and like my elective classes are what I like. Mm-hmm. But I still had to take all the chemistries and stuff, but everything else is really fun.
Yeah. Are your labs off campus then?
Well, they're technically on, they're campus property, but it's like,
it's far off main campus.
It's way out there. Like you go down Harvey Mitchell and you're like, we're still going. You feel like you're driving to Snook.
Yeah. Dang. That sounds awesome though. Mm-hmm. So I guess, do you have any future plans for for animal science? I know you mentioned vet school briefly.
But... Yeah. So right now, so I didn't get in this past cycle, which honestly, I believe that I wasn't meant to be in this year. Mm-hmm. Totally chill.
Yeah.
So the next year, my plan is hopefully I'll work at a clinic, and not the clinic I'm working at right now, a different clinic maybe. Who knows? And just do that. work on, apply to as many places as I can this next year and then get in and then go to vet school. That's really it.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan though. Yeah. I don't know. People ask me that question. And I mean, I'm a senior too. And I couldn't tell you like where I'm going to end up. It's kind of, I just take it week by week.
Yeah. No, I feel that because I, like 2 days ago, I was applying to grad school. And I like had the application open. I was like, all right, I'm ready. And then I was like, well, actually, no, I'm not going to do that. And then like, we have our career fair next week and I'm going to go, I think. Yeah. Oh, it's online, but yeah, I think I'm going to go and just see what happens too.
Because that's just for like a full-time job. So if you do career fair and you get like a job or an offer and you take it,
oh,
you can't go to vet school, right?
Well, I could, because you can still reapply.
Okay.
But I would like be saying, oh yeah, I'm going to work at this place and then be like, bye-bye.
Yeah. That is a lot to think about.
Who knows? I got to figure it out in the next couple weeks, though.
That's exciting. All right. So, Abby, outside of school, like, if how would you describe Abby, like, away, like, not professional Abby, but, like, just,
okay.
I don't even know how to describe.
So, I would describe myself as a, I hate being like this, a type 7 Enneagram.
I didn't know you're type, are you actually type 7?
I'm a 7.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm a 7.
Wow.
But, like, I'm the type of person that if you're like, let's go do this crazy thing, and, like, I'm like, all right, let's win.
Yeah, that is Abby.
And I'm like, okay. And, like, for me, the way I see, like, life and, like, things, it's like, oh, I just want to be having fun. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to have fun, and I want to enjoy things. And so I like to make fun things happen. Mm-hmm. I'm very just spunky.
Spontaneous.
Yeah. I just like to have fun, be silly, surprise people, that kind of thing.
Have you always been like that?
Or
do you feel like there's a part?
I feel like I figured out that's how I, like, I kind of always knew that I was, like, more silly. Mm-hmm. But I, like, really dived into that part of myself my freshman year of college. And in high school, I was, like, very studious, but I did everything fun still. But freshman year of college, I was like, okay, like, it's time to, like, figure out who I am and, like, what my place is and my personality and away from, like, all my friends growing up and who am I. And so,
yeah,
that's me.
Did you come into college with a good, like, strong group of friends? Like, when I came in, I knew people who came here, obviously, but I had to, like, make my own friends to, like, feel comfortable. Did you already have, like, a solid group of people here?
Not here at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I had one friend and then my roommate, and they were both in my old friend group in high school. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm still very close to my high school friends. Mm-hmm. But I kind of made my own friends here and made my own little circle.
I think that's how you do it.
Yeah. And then it's kind of weird because all my high school friends that – we're still really good friends, but they've all found their way back into my circle again and me into theirs.
Yeah. Who was your roommate?
Caroline. And she was like...
I don't know if I know Caroline.
She's in Flash.
Caroline. Wait, what's
your... Era Woolsey.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a freshman year thing. You know,
there you go. Yeah.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. What was like, I guess, what was like your first moment in college that you were like, this is like a crazy idea, but I'm going to do it?
Okay, my first big one was when I went to the Grand Canyon. So, like, okay, so it was this big old trip. We're going to Zion, the Grand Canyon, Canyonlands, Arches. We're going to do it all. But the first stop on the trip was the Grand Canyon. And we were like, okay, so we have one day for this. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
We went to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Uh-huh. We started at one rim, went to the bottom, had lunch at the river, and went back up to the top.
It's tiring, huh?
It was the worst thing I have ever done. We started when the sun, like
halfway through, like, afternoon or something.
No. We started when at sunrise.
Oh,
and
dang.
We were done after the sun had been set for an hour. And we were walking down the canyon and then up the – it was a mess. And, like, we were really lost in the Grand Canyon Park. It was closed. We didn't have a signal. we couldn't find the car. Oh, there were these moose everywhere. And, like, we kept running into these mountain goats. It was scary.
Yeah.
But
how many of you guys were there?
It was Me and three of my high school friends, so four okay. of us total. But it was like one of my favorite memories, but something I will never do like that again. And then we had to go to all these other parks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we just couldn't. We like, we're supposed to do all these crazy hikes, and yeah. we were so burnt out from the Grand Canyon that we like, at one park, we found like this like giant sand hill. Uh-huh. And we went, it was at...
Was it White Sands?
No, it wasn't White Sands. I think it was at Zion. Uh-huh. Or it was at Zion.
Okay.
Like outside, there's like this giant sand hill.
Yeah.
And we went and bought like these little...
Yeah, like things to like...
Things to slide yeah. in. And we just did that for like 2 hours.
Going uphill though is kind of hard. Like walking it was, uphill.
We would like run and be like... and then... It was so fun.
Yeah.
But we could not do a real hike.
Anymore. See, I was going to ask you guys, like, after having that experience of the Grand Canyon and, like, you're already way over there on the west, you have to come back, might as well hit all these, like, national parks, yeah. but, like, did you guys just drive through there? Like, what'd you do with, like, Canyonlands and...
So, we took Canyonlands out of the trip whenever we were out, I think because we just were like, we're done. Yeah. Like, you know when you, like, are like, okay.
Yeah, like I've had enough.
Yeah, but at Arches, we did, like, the Arches...
Arches is pretty.
The yeah. Arches little hike. Mm-hmm. And
it's
we did
too bad.
We did two or three there, I think. But at Zion, that's the one I really wish we had actually, like, saved mm-hmm. our energy for, too.
Yeah.
But we kind of just, like, honestly... played around.
You guys camp or?
We camped.
You guys camped.
So the first night when we were at, well, not the, I don't think this is the first place we camped at, but like, this was like, we were camping outside the Grand Canyon. There was like this like old RV park and it wasn't maintained. Like it was okay. weird.
Yeah.
But we were staying out there and we were staying at this like one little campground. And I swear, it's like 2 a.m. and we start hearing coyotes or something like that.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh no, we're done
y'all
here.
Y'all are awake at 2 a.m.
I was like, this is scary.
Yeah.
But we stayed at a lot of KOA campsites.
What is that?
There are these, I don't even know what they stand for, but it's like campgrounds, like at a state park,
mm-hmm.
but they're not at a state park. They're kind of just like nice little campgrounds.
Okay.
And they have like showers and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And like,
and do you need to bring your own tent for that?
You can stay in a cabin or in a tent. So at okay. one, we stayed in the tent, and at one, we stayed in the cabin. And it was so fun. The yeah. KOA camps were, like, fun because we just would be like, all right, we're here. Let's go find stuff to do now.
That is fun.
And then I'll never forget when we left Grand Canyon, we, for some reason, decided that we didn't want to go camping that night anymore. So it's like, it's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night,
yeah.
and my friend is, like, calling her mom, we need to, like, stay somewhere else.
Yeah.
Her mom starts calling all the hotels around us.
Yeah.
The only hotel with an opening, because it's spring break also,
right. okay.
is an hour and a half away. And, like,
and it's nighttime.
And it's nighttime, and we've been hiking since the sunrise,
yeah.
and I was just like, ugh. And it was me that drove. I was just like, I'm just going to do it. And I was like, and meanwhile, they're all, like, snoozing in the back, and I'm yeah. like,
must be mm-hmm. nice.
It was one of those experiences that, like, I'm glad happened. I'm not going to do that again.
That is...
Maybe, like, I'm down to do one where we, like, for a whole day go down or, like, and then stay down there.
Yeah.
But not one day.
No, I think that's way too much. Oh, my God. No, because I'm thinking back. This past winter break, I went on a little trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I went to Canyonlands. I hit Arches. I hit White Sands, but we didn't go all the way to the Grand Canyon. But I remember after day one of hiking, I was like thinking, dang, like this is tough.
Yeah.
And our first like real hike was 10 miles round trip.
Oh no.
And so we started, you know, around like 9 a.m. And I remember just feeling so tired on the way back. I was like, guys, if that was like a moderate hike, right? Like,
yeah.
We need to do easy hikes from now. Like now on. I don't care like how pretty the view is. I get tired like every time.
I know. I'm one of those people, I also get bored too. Or like, not really bored, but
yeah.
like, I'm like, all right, let's do something else.
Yeah, like, I see something. But yeah. But we went camping the entire time.
Oh, it's so fun. In a tent?
In a tent. It was in January, like super cold, snowy. Like we didn't have any showers. We had like a visitor center that had running water, but that was about it. That was about like a mile away from us. So it was kind of rough, but it was a lot of fun. And also, I just wanted to share this story, but on our first hike, it was a 10-mile, like, round trip, and, like, I hadn't eaten too much beforehand. I had, like, a bagel. No, like, that's fine, right?
Oh,
I thought, like, I was going to be fine.
Chilling.
And 2-3 miles in, I was like, dang, my stomach's kind of uncomfortable, right? But I was like, shook it off, no big deal, right? And then, you know, a mile later, I was thinking, dang, like, I'm really slowing down. Like, my stomach's really hurting, but we got to finish this hike. I'll just keep my eyes out for a bathroom, but I don't really see a bathroom. And we get, like, to, like, mile 6, and I'm like, gosh, like, I feel like I have a rock inside of me. And there's no bathroom around me. Everyone in the group is far, like, at least half a mile ahead, and they can see me lagging behind. And then finally, like, mile 7, 8, I see a bathroom, and I just, oh, my gosh. I
was heaven. So
heaven, yeah. And, like, oh, man, that's, like, one thing I didn't realize is, like, I can eat one way when I'm in College Station because I have a toilet. But when we're out in the wilderness, you just got to be careful about what you
can't. You can't.
You can't be as free with what you eat.
I feel like anytime I go on a trip,
I got to make sure it's all
I
out.
I know. It's but I feel like I get so poop shy.
I like don't. I just get like.
Like I can't.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like start to hurt.
But then, like, you got to do it at some point, you know?
Yeah. I usually, my place of choice is McDonald's. I'm like, we should go to McDonald's because they're usually nice bathrooms.
Yeah. That is funny. So on our trip to Palo Duro, did you not go?
I went once.
I think I went once or twice.
I was very nervous.
Oh, yeah, because y'all's bathroom was like, it was outside. It was, yeah. Of. Ours was, like, protected.
Yeah, ours was the public one.
That was so fun. That was a fun trip.
You want to hear something funny about that trip?
Yeah.
We always knew when TJ pooped in there.
No. Wait, why would TJ go in there?
I don't know, because we said that was not the pooping one, no. But we always knew when he pooped in there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I tried not. I didn't go in there at all. I just showered.
I think it was me and Bryn. We'd just be like,
You're like, ah, TJ.
There he is.
That is funny. But, like, that type of hike we did there, like, that was a nice.
That was fun. Yeah. I don't know why. I think I remember being really tired.
So, yeah. So, we went on the Lighthouse Trail.
That one was the best. That was so awesome. The other one I was getting tired of.
I forgot where we.
The second one, we were just wandering.
Okay. I think that's like, we saw, like, the main attraction, so we were like, oh, we're here. Like, what do we do?
Yeah, we started just walking, and we were like, all right, we're just going to keep walking.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
What a great time. So tell me a little bit about your family.
Okay. So I have my mom and my dad and then my sister, Andy, and it's really just us. Like, we don't have a lot of outside familial
like
people.
Relatives, yeah.
So we have like we have a grandma, mm-hmm. She's not very much around. Mm-hmm. And then that's on my dad's side. My grandpa recently passed away on my dad's side. Mm-hmm. But like 3 years ago, so not super recent. And then my mom, her parents have already passed. Mm. And we didn't ever get to really know them. Yeah. So it's just us and no, my mom has a brother and he passed away mm-hmm. when we were like in middle school. And then my dad has a bunch of a bunch of brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. But we just are not really close to that side of the family.
Are they in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, they're all in the U.S. They're all like literally in Galveston County. Okay. Like yeah. We're just chilling. Uh-huh. But yeah, and I'm pretty close to my family. Mm-hmm. I'm closest to my mom. Mm-hmm. And then Andy and I don't always get along, but we're working on it.
How much younger is she?
She's 2 years younger.
So she's
A
sophomore in college?
Yeah, she's a sophomore in college. Here? No, she didn't go here. She goes to UHCL, which is like a university school.
Okay, yeah.
And then my dad, I love my dad. We actually didn't get close until I was in college.
Yeah.
Cause I would just call him and be like, what's up?
Same with my parents too. Yeah.
I would just be like, what are we doing today? He's like, don't you have school? Yeah. And he's like, what am I paying for? And I'm like, okay, bye.
No, that's the thing though, is like, I think up until college, like I only talk to my parents about schoolwork. Mm-hmm. That's it. And then I leave, I go to college and they can't really check up on me all the time. And so I definitely got closer with my parents because they wanted to not just see how school was going, but like how I was adjusting and making friends. And so, yeah. And then my sister and I, like, we obviously fought like growing up. We've gotten way better at it. I still think that every now and then, like, we can get under each other's skin, like, intentionally, because we know like what buttons to push.
You know where to like drive it. And
exactly.
Where to, like, be like, okay, okay. Okay, okay, I'm sorry.
But no, yeah, I definitely like I agree with that. Do you you're good. Do you feel like you got a lot of your personality from your mom then?
No. So I'm like, I am very I kind of think I came out like this. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just, like, I'm a... So
you're
the
free spirit?
Yeah. So I'm, like, the person in my house that, like, they... I walk in the room from being away from college, and they're like, oh, shoot. Like, like, here we go. Everybody, like, get your energy up. Yeah. It's time to go. And, like, I'm that person in my family.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of my school-related traits I got from my dad, because he used to, like, make me do my science projects with him.
Oh, wow.
We would sit there and just, like, do science projects for, like, 3 days, yeah. Like, when you had, like, science fair or whatever.
Yeah.
But my mom, like, I got a lot of my, I would say, like, world perspective from her, because she sees the world very similar to the way I do, and she definitely influenced that. But mostly my, like, personality is me, I think. And it's, like, I think that's just how I am.
Yeah. Is your sister personality-wise similar to you or no?
Not at all. Andy's the type of person that's super happy to just be, like, chilling in her room. Yeah. Like she just, she's like, I got the dogs. I'm having fun. And I just, like, need to, like, I need stimulation all the time. And I need to be doing something, having something, planning something.
Yeah.
I just like to be, like, busy.
That's like something I definitely noticed. I don't even remember like our I mean I do remember like meeting you, but I think that's just something I've always associated with you, is if I text Abby at like 1 a.m and I'm like, hey, like, you want to do this tomorrow, or like, hey, what do you think about this, she's like, oh, I'm down, like, when where, like, give me a time, place. So
yesterday I was thinking about how when we were cleaning out the storage room.
And oh my,
I just will never forget the just playing around. We were just playing the whole time.
Yeah. So first, I guess since we're going to that, what was, do you remember our first interaction?
I literally think it was that. I think it's because, no, it wasn't. I remember that you were away somewhere.
I was in Spain.
You were in Spain.
Yeah.
And I texted you and I was like, oh, we should be
friends. You did not text me.
I did. What? I Snapchatted you or something.
Okay, maybe you Snapchatted
me. I was like, we should be friends. And you're like, okay. And then, like, there was nothing after that. And I was like, great.
I definitely think we had a Snapchat.
I think we, like, meant to FaceTime.
Yeah,
and, like,
maybe.
We never did. But, and then, like, that was kind of it.
Yeah.
And then I met you after we got partners. And I was like, cool. Like, Vic's fun.
Yeah.
And we just played around at the little things.
The storage,
and everyone was working. And me and Vic were like...
Hey, where are the shirts, Abby? Abby's like, hey, you want to see, like, our, like, shirt storage area? I was like, I dropped everything. Like,
we had the cell phones, and we were running around with these ugly little cell phones.
The old, like, flip phone stuff.
There were Nokias.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, we were pretending to talk to each other.
Oh, gosh. And I was, like, so worried to leave my station because I had aux. So I was like, they need me out there. But, like, Abby is promising some shirts.
Yeah.
Which there were. So that was
No, I literally went to that thing and I was like, I'm just here to find some free stuff and to make some memories.
I was there to, like, work. I don't even know where. Yeah. But I actually remember right after, like, we got partners and we were walking into the room, you and TJ were one of the first people to, like, get it. And I remember me and Michaelin walking in. And, like, locking eyes on TJ, and he gives me the told you so, and I'm like, whatever, like, shut up.
Yeah.
And then I look at you, and you're like, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah, I was chilling. I was like, not that I, like, knew I was going to get him, but I was pretty confident. I was like, okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Here we are, yeah. What, I don't even know if we were in the same room for that. Or, no, I was in the same room as TJ.
So. I was in the same room as Michaelin.
Okay.
I think. I just remember me and TJ were the first people called, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Why?
I remember when TJ walked out, like, I was sitting really close to him, and he was doing the, oh, yeah, like, I'm getting called because I'm, like, one of the older people. And
oh,
so.
Whatever. Whatever. No, I literally think that they called you based off of, like, where you prepped each other, but I'm not for sure if that's it.
Who knows? Who knows? The world may never know.
I don't know.
But since we're talking about TJ, why don't you tell me just your experience with fish camp this past year?
It was so fun. It was very balanced. Like, we were chairs together, mm-hmm. And TJ and I were just like a good little duo. Mm-hmm. We kind of, TJ, if you know TJ, he's very low energy. Hi, Morgan. And I'm not. Yeah. So all of our counselors would, like, I could tell. It was, like, really cool because, like, I could tell their moods based off of who they were hanging around for the day.
Yeah.
And, like, some of them would be like, okay, like, today it's not, like, high energy day, so they're hanging with TJ. And then it was high energy day, and they're like, yeah, let's go. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. I really got a great friendship with him out of it. Mm-hmm. Definitely say he's in my inner circle friends. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How'd you get him to open up?
Oh my God. It literally was just like me being annoying. Yeah. Like, he was not, okay, my theory is he was super nervous, but he'll never tell anybody that he was nervous. But I think he was intimidated by me because like, I'm pretty sure in myself and I'm like, okay, like, this is what I'm gonna do. And I think he just, like, was, like, not expecting me to be so much like that.
Yeah.
I'm very type A on those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of, like, kept bugging him. And I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
How's your day? And, like, I'd make my thing of, like, how I, like, connect with people is I kind of make fun of them.
Yeah, no,
but,
same.
But not, like, mean, but I, like, tease them.
Yeah, like, mock them a tiny bit.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, wow.
Or, like, the way they talk, especially.
Oh, yeah. TJ's, like, thinks he's a big, bad guy. I'm like, oh, wow, look at that little tiny man walking in. Or, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow, TJ, wow, like, looking good today. And he's like, shut up. Yeah. And so, I think
you wore him down. You're like a tidal wave.
It just, like, kept going and going. And there are definitely times that I was like, oh, well, this is never going to work. And then I just kept going and, like, it definitely worked. And he definitely has changed. Yeah. I don't know. For the better, but
he's definitely changed for the better.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't really know him before.
Oh, okay.
But we're definitely, like, I think, like, two little peas in pod. Like, he'll text me and be like, hey, what's up? And I'm like,
he texts you?
Oh, he texts me all the time. Oh,
that's so cute.
He's like, what are you doing? We were actually together earlier.
No way.
Yeah, we gave our chairs from our camp, like, the ones that are new chairs. Mm-hmm. We gave him a little present, a little surprise.
We're doing that, I think, either sometime this weekend or next week.
Yeah. It was fun. It wasn't like anything big, literally. Yeah. It was something I bought on Amazon 2 months ago. And it was like $10 total. And I was like, but I was just so excited to give it to them.
Yeah.
So it was like, TJ, he thought it was stupid at first. And then he saw how excited I was. And he was like, oh, this is so fun.
I remember coming here, like, I think it was my, like, 2 days before, 1 day before.
Oh, my gosh.
And you guys had, like, paint or whatever, like, outside of your door.
Uh-huh.
And TJ was outside, and you're like, hey, Victor, like, let's go see TJ, like, doing his stuff.
I know. For the longest time, I was like, TJ is never going to touch a craft. But, like, when it was time to make crafts, TJ showed up. Yeah. He was ready. Yeah. And, like, I would make him do all the computer work, and I would just sit there and, like, glue popsicle sticks together. But it was fun. Like, that's where we balance each other. I'm like, I don't want to do this, but I know that I'll do this. Yeah. And he's like, okay.
Oh, you know, TJ felt so smart whenever he was doing those, like, lists.
Oh,
like,
my God.
First year, second.
He thought he was the king of picking people. And I was just like, oh, my God. Because literally, I probably picked 75% of our camp.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, thinks he knows the best. Yeah. And, like, I'm like, shut up. Like, sometimes you got to humble people.
Yeah. It's hard, though, because he doesn't always show that, like.
No, he doesn't always show the confidence. But I definitely think that, like, me pushing his buttons a lot made him be more sure, but he definitely is, like, with me, he, like, especially when he talks to other girls and I'm there, oh my God, let me go on to this. So if I'm out with TJ, because we go out together a lot, he meets this girly and he's like, oh, this is my girl today, and I'm like, yeah. And so he always tries to, like, be like, oh yeah, this is just my friend Abby, and I'm like, shut up, TJ, ha ha ha, and he's just like, oh my God. And he gets so embarrassed and, like, purposely embarrass him around girls.
You can't let him know your secrets.
But, okay, hear me out though. It always works. The girls always love him more because I make fun of him.
Yeah.
So.
That is good.
There we go. I gave him the name Krusty.
You gave him the name Krusty? Did it stick?
It stuck. A lot of people call him Krusty now. It was not to be mean, but it was just like, yo, you're kind of Krusty. But, like, In my friend way. You're yeah. crusty. And yeah. he hates it, but it's a good name.
There you go. Do you feel like being a chair was like one of your more rewarding experiences?
I wish that it could have been more rewarding.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody who is a chair this past year probably feels very similar. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it wasn't what I signed up for. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, you had to go online. And I really always enjoy, when I'm at camp, like at Lakeview, I literally enjoy the freshmen so much. And I enjoy the interaction of, like, I just get to sit next to you while you eat lunch. And, like, you're so scared of me. But, like, I'm obsessed with you.
Yeah.
And, like, in the best way. Like, I just, like, am very passionate about that. Because, mm-hmm. like, for me as a freshman, it was, I just felt so comfortable at fish camp. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to be able to, like, give that to other people. And so not getting, like, my favorite part of fish camp was, like, the hardest for me. And, like, I love my counselors. I love my camp. I love my partner. And, like, all of those boxes were checked off, but the one that, like, it was, like, all fish camp is all about was not. And it was hard. And, like, it was really hard to connect with the freshmen on Zoom. It was, like, really weird, though. I went to an engagement party probably in, like, September, and I didn't know it. One of my friends' little sisters were in my camp.
Really?
And I, like, saw her there, and I was like, what is this girl doing here? Like, so weird. And I go, like, who are you? Like, how are you? Yeah. And she goes, oh, it's my brother. And I'm like, what? So her brother got engaged. And it was, like, cool. And I was like, do you, like, remember me? Do you know who I am? She goes, yeah, you're Abby. And I was like, yeah, but, like, how are you? Like, tell me about you. And that's, like, literally the only direct freshman interaction I ever had. And it was, like, neat, different, but it happened. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I definitely relate to that, though. Like, it would have been so fun to just go to Lakeview and see, like, freshman day one who are really, really scared, mm-hmm. and then day four they're completely themselves.
That's the best.
I love seeing that. I had like maybe two or three in person. Well, I've had more, mm-hmm. but like I had one where I was just, one of my littles was giving me a meal swipe in Sabisa. So me, a senior, walking into Sabisa, and then a freshman comes up to me and was like, hey, and I was like, no way.
Oh my gosh.
That was like so cool. But like, it just sucked because, like, they didn't really get the experience they wanted.
Yeah.
And they don't even realize what it could have been either. Exactly. Like, that's the thing. So they feel like, oh, fish camp was just something, like, we logged in and logged out, and that's it.
And, but see, my thing was, is, like, this was the thing that I would say to my camp was, they don't know any different. So what we give them is the experience that they have to compare to.
Yeah.
Like, if that makes sense. So if we, like, give them our all, give them the best experience, like, they think that they had the best experience.
Yeah.
And so, but, like, it was up to us to, like, define fish camp for them. Mm-hmm. And not based off of, like, what they thought fish camp was.
Yeah. I definitely agree. Yeah. Hopefully, I mean, I don't know how it's going to look this year, obviously. Who knows? But at least, at the very least, it's, like, nice to be not involved with it, but you know people who are involved with it.
And you, like, it's really neat, too, like, our interactions with or the chairs now, it's like, they're like almost picking up where we left off, because these are all the things, they're doing all the things right now that we did in person.
Yeah.
But as soon as spring break hits and they get their camps, like, we've been in their position.
Yeah.
And like, if they need help, like, we're there for them. And
we know like almost exactly what they're going through, basically.
And we understand, like, it was like honestly heartbreaking. Yeah. So it's like, we understand that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just really happy that, like, I was thinking of applying again. Like,
as a chair?
No. As a counselor. As a pickup.
Okay.
But it was probably like 2%.
But yeah.
I was just thinking to myself, I need to just back off little by little.
Yeah.
And this is like the year to do it, when I know people who are going through the same things that I went through, and I can, if I need to be involved with fish camp, like, I'll help them out. But like, it's time for the new generation, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. And I very much understand that. Mm-hmm. I almost just, though, still want to dabble a little bit.
You know, who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. Find me in a few months.
I don't even know when that stuff comes out.
I don't know. See. Who knows?
Yeah, I have no clue what the summer is going to look like at all.
I don't know what I'm doing in 2 weeks. I don't know if I'm going to have a job in 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Do you plan on, like, since this is your last semester in college, or at least undergraduate, Have you, like, came into this semester with the goal of, I want to make this as fun as I can? And
yes.
Especially, like, you're taking 7 hours, too, so.
Okay.
Like, your free time.
Yes. So, I have, like, a bucket list. A little bucket list of, like, last things to do. And even though I'm planning on being here next year, but last things to do is, like, a student. But, like, nothing crazy, but more of just, like, making. My, like, most important thing this semester is to the friendships that I've made that, like, I know are really meaningful to me, mm-hmm. to really foster those.
Yeah.
And so finding time for those people, even if, like, I know they're super busy, like, how can I still be there for them? And so that's more of, like, what it is for me is, like, I want to walk out with, like, my best friends and, like, I want to make sure those relationships are really stable. And, yeah, it's really what it's about for me right now. Yeah. And obviously, I want to have a lot of fun. I'll find that somewhere.
You definitely will. Yeah, even though I'm not graduating right now, I feel like I'm kind of in that same mindset of a lot of my friends, like, they aren't going to be here next fall. And most people aren't going to be here, like, when I'm there for, like, my spring semester. Like, yeah. Spring 22,
yeah.
That's when a lot
of people. Yeah, that's when you're going to say bye-bye.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of in that mindset of I just want to try to get to foster the relationships I have right now, too, because people are going to be moving different places. And some, like, we don't even know where a lot of our friends are going to be.
Exactly.
That's scary.
Never again will you be under a 15-minute drive from all your best friends.
Yeah.
Never again. So you have to embrace that ability to, like, drive over and just be like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's like, cool. I was just driving here, and I was like, this drive is so easy.
Exactly.
It's so nice. I'm here in less than 5 minutes.
It's, like, crazy, because, like, you literally live, like, we live down the street from some of our really good friends, mm-hmm. and, like, I still don't see them enough, but it's, like, they're right there. Like, I need to take that opportunity.
And, like, in maybe 3 years when they're not there, that's when you realize, like, wow, dang. I had a good in college.
Yeah, I know. All my friends are here.
Yeah. I know TJ will be in Houston for a little bit, though, so
I know.
We can always go annoy you.
Ew. No, thank you. No, I'm just kidding. I'll probably be the person that calls him, and I'm like, yo, what are you doing today?
I'm going to call him, too, yeah.
And he's like, I'm working.
Nothing much, bro. Oh, man. Do you have any, like, take away, like, all the realistic possibilities of where you might be in a year or two, like,
mm-hmm.
Where do you think, or where would you like to be, like, location-wise, or...
No, so, unrealistic, like, I can be doing whatever?
Yeah, doing whatever with your time, spending it in whatever location.
So, if it was just, like, me being Abby, and I'm like, I'm gonna go have fun, and, like, really... I had someone, like, a while back tell me that she went on this trip by herself, like, she went to, like, Greece or something by herself... And she was just like, it was really great time, like a building thing. And I kind of want to do something like that, honestly. I would just like want to make a little plan of like what I'm going to do, but go by myself. And like, it's very not me, but like go make friends, go figure it out. I don't know.
That could be fun though.
I think that's like something like I would want to do.
It is scary, though.
Like, I know, it's very scary.
Whole new country.
Or something. I don't know. Not even in a new country, like, in a new place. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
If I was being really unrealistic, I would want to live in the mountains. Like, where... Okay, you know...
You struck me as, like, a city girl. Like,
wanna,
a New York girl.
You want to know my dream job?
What?
So, when we were at the Grand Canyon, there were these old, retired people, and they were so cute. Mm. But they were, like, little park walkers. Or I don't know what they were.
Like park rangers?
Like, yeah, but they would walk on the trails and, like, be like, how are you doing? Do you need water? Like, it was so cute. And I was like, when I am retired, like, that is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go just talk to people, hang out. Like, it was awesome.
That
so
sounds fun.
That's a little dream job.
Yeah. Or you could do it, you know, in, like,
now,
a year.
Now, literally, with my animal science degree, be like, oh, yeah. I know all about the animals.
You could be like a tour guide or something. Like drive.
That'd be so funny.
Do a safari tour or something.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really awesome. Yeah. No, I asked that because I think for me, like, I'm going to go wherever, like, the company tells me to go. But I think I want to be away from Texas for a little bit just to experience it. As much as it, like, I won't be around all my friends. Which is going to, like, scare me because...
Of course.
I'm so used to being around people I know. And especially in college, like, the more... Like, every single year, I just know more people. And I'm going to go from that to living on my own, maybe. Yeah. Hopefully I'll get a dog. That's maybe. That's something on like my bucket list.
Do you want to come back to Texas one day?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay.
I would. I think I'm going to be that dad who's like, we're going to go to A&M games.
Oh my like, God, that's
bring
dream.
The babies. Yeah, like yeah. I want to, I cannot wait
we
for that.
We have the tailgate set up and we're like, all right, little Johnny, go throw the ball to Kyle, okay?
Yeah. And then the kids will get on the Jumbotron.
Oh my God, they'd be so cute in their little outfits. My favorite, my dream, is to have my like little son dressed up as a yell leader for like Halloween or something. I think that's the cutest thing ever. They're just like little humans. Oh, obsessed.
Yeah. It's like crazy to think that. We might be on campus in 30, 40 years, and it's going to look so different.
I know.
Like, I can't even imagine that. Mm-hmm. I, like, would walk through campus during quarantine. Like, there's nothing better to do when I'm trying to exercise.
Yeah.
And I just record all around me because I'm like, one day I'm like, I'm going to miss this.
Oh, my gosh. No, I always think about people when they come back mm-hmm. and, like, do they recognize things?
Right. Like, what's changed since
you came? And, like, my favorite area, though, is, like, it's the one that's by... the architecture building.
Oh,
that one.
The liberal arts.
Yes, yeah. All the buildings over there are just so pretty to me. Pretty, yeah. I'm like obsessed. I'm like, oh my God, they're so cute.
I wonder if it's always as like pretty as there.
I don't know, but I feel like that's a nice area of campus.
Yeah. It'll be interesting though. I definitely want to come back. And especially at, like my first year away from college. If I'm in Houston, I'll probably come up for like every other game.
Okay, here's a little tidbit tea. Uh-huh. After you graduate, supposedly, mm-hmm. you can get, like, game, like, season passes at a really good discount.
Yeah.
So, for, like, 3 years.
What's the original, like, normal price?
I don't know. But this is supposedly. I have no idea.
Is it more than the sports pass?
Probably. Oh, that man. sports pass is so expensive. It was a ripoff this year. That's all I want to say. They really did that. And they took, like, two or three games away from us, and we didn't get... junk.
It was annoying.
I don't know. I was mad because I didn't realize our last game on campus was our last game.
Yeah.
I was so upset. And like, I took a ton of pictures that game because we were all looking pretty rough because it was raining.
Oh, yeah. The
but it was
LSU
like,
game?
It was just, yeah, I was just like, wow, like, this was really the last game. I didn't even know it.
And I know.
And I was like, but as a student, like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Dang, that just got me so depressed.
Yeah, like that's it. And I had no idea. And I think that's a thing.
Shame on you, A&M.
I know. It's a thing for the past year. You never know when it's your last time to do something. Like, and you should embrace it every time because you never know. Because, like, I remember we were going to class and I was like, okay. And then, oh, no more class for the rest of the semester.
Yeah. I guess kind of on that same, like, wavelength, when was, like, a time you realized in college that, like, your time is running out and you can't just, like, F around anymore? Like, you gotta actually, like, make sure you're doing things for yourself, for the people around you. Like, when was that moment for you?
I feel like it was really last semester for me. So I was applying to vet school and I realized that I had, like, 3 weeks left to apply. And this is probably why I didn't get in. And I was like, real fast. And like, it was just a really rough 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I realized like, number one, I procrastinate a lot. Number two though, like I can't treat everything like that and I need to stop. And so I was like, now I need to start embracing everything and like enjoying things. And like, it was almost like also a relief for applying. Cause it was like all my hard work just like led up to this moment where I did not put enough effort in, but I put so much effort into the buildup, but no effort into the execution.
Right.
And it was just like, that was such a waste of my time. So I was like, okay, now it's like time to like be an adult. And like, not necessarily an adult, but like grow up.
Yeah.
The word is grow up.
Which I don't want to do.
I know. I was talking to my mom and I was like, Mom, like, what am I going to do next year? And she goes, bro, I don't know. she's like, good luck.
Yeah.
And she like is going to support me. She's like, I don't care what you do. Like, just want you to like love life. Like, we have so much time to be an adult. We have so much time to work. Like, I really, this next year when I'm not in school, I want to work, but I want to like make the best memories possible because when else am I going to be able to...
You have so much energy when you're young.
Exactly. And like, my thing, so one of my goals in life is to be able to like go, if someone goes, okay, let's go on this like really big round trip, like hike or whatever. Mm-hmm. I always want to be like physically fit enough to do that. And like mentally fit enough to do that. I want to always be able to embrace what I want to do and never have like something holding me back.
Yeah.
There we go.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely kind of understand what you say when you talk about like, we have to grow up at some point, but I don't know. I feel like when I was younger, people would always see me as like, you're the jokester. Like, you're always going to be a kid. And I'm like, you know, it's not always bad having that. Like,
yeah.
At some point, it's got to transition. But like, you can always still have a kid in you and be mature.
I think, too, like, we're probably very similar. I think, like, there are people who are souls. And mm-hmm. I have my own theories. And, like, I think that, like, souls, like, go through different lives. And, like, you and I are probably very young souls and like we like are soulness wise mm-hmm. but we like embrace like the young parts of our soul still and so like I just the people who are telling you to grow up they're old souls like, no
like I can like go to a club or something and like hear music and I'll just start dancing and doing whatever.
Yes, I know.
But then you see like the people who are like, oh, like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and drink my beer.
No, I will never forget like interviewing people and like you and I would walk in a room together and we're like, let's go. And like we're jumping around. We like, I saw this one video from when we were reading abs and like we had turned the room into a rave. We're like, let's go. And like everyone around us and like we're just like, oh my god. But it's like that was so fun.
That was fun, yeah. I feel like you need all like it's important to have that
balance.
Yeah.
Everybody needs someone that's gonna be like, okay, let's stop the serious stuff. Let's do a little fun dancey moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Speaking of raves.
I know.
When are we going to go on a rave?
Galantis really didn't happen for us.
I know.
Okay, so I saw that one of my friends went to an underground rave, though. So
what's an underground rave?
Like, it's like low-key. Like it's like they're not advertising it.
Oh. But how do you get information for that?
Twitter.
Oh, really?
I would say Twitter. I don't really know.
Okay. I follow, like, Dallas EDM and, like, Texas EDM on family on Twitter or something.
Yeah, Texas EDM fam. Yeah, I follow that one. Also, I've been really big into Reddit lately. Mm. So I feel like we could probably find something on Reddit.
Okay. I think that'd be fun. I need to, like, I want to go to a rave. It's been so long. I don't know when, like.
I know.
But did you, like, when did you start, like, getting into EDM and raving? And
so my friend Taylor from high school was really into EDM. And, like, I was like, what is this? And and I didn't know what it was, but she was like, you want to go with us? And it was, like, my whole high school friend group. And we're like, okay, let's go. And we're literally, like, 16 years old going into, like, these serious clubs. Like, clubs. Yeah. And we weren't sneaking in. We weren't. It was, like, literally we're just, like, going for the concert or whatever. And we went in, and it was the best time of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, wow, the culture.
Yeah.
And that's what got me in. And then that was, like, it. And we, like, went to them as a friend group every few months during high school. Mm-hmm. And, like, we were, like, low-key cool for it, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, people were like, wow, they go to rapes. Yeah. But, and then I haven't really been able to go to many in college, just, like, you know, you just get really.
You have so much stuff going on.
You get
on.
So busy and, like, you're in all these orgs. You have all your friends. And, like,
school.
It was also something I did with my high school friends. Like, that was something we did together. And so it was just, like, I don't have my people to do it with.
Yeah.
But I did have people who liked EDM in my life. Mm-hmm. But it was something I really liked sharing with my high school friends.
Yeah. I don't know too many people in college who, like, EDM, or at least it's not as open as like other stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like people are trying to hide it. It's just you don't know. Like,
yeah. And I also feel like, though, it's very much not a Texas A&M thing either.
No.
Because like if you go look at Texas State, they have such a like a very popular rave community.
Yeah.
Like that's where if you're like, oh, I'm going to go to college to rave, like that's where I would be going, you know?
But here it's nothing against Harry's, but hey, let's go to Harry's.
Oh my god,
let's country dance.
Harry's girls. Oh my gosh, I love like when there's like a concert,
yes,
and they're like, this person is live, and I'm like, I don't even know who that is. Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. I think it's cool though that you were able to have like friends in high, like a whole friend group.
Yeah, we literally talk every day.
That's awesome. Like,
yeah,
I feel like you have to force like people to even go to like a whole friend group. It's really rare to find that.
No, and we would go and like it was so fun because people would literally know we were babies. Like they would look at us and I mean, like, I mean, we looked like it.
Yeah.
And they'd just be like, oh my God, like look at these little children. And like now when we go, we're like, look at those kids. And we're like, but wait, that was literally us. And like we were there and like it was so fun. I remember one time I got on this guy's shoulders. We were like on the front row. It was the best time. I was like, this is it.
Yeah. Who did you see anyone like big or famous?
Seen Alice in Wonderland. We were front row for her. I knew I should have like written a list for you of all the people I've seen. I was like, I know he's gonna ask.
Alice in Wonderland's so good.
I've seen a lot of people. Someone I really want to see is Steve Aoki, of course.
Oh man, yes.
I've seen Borgore. Seen I don't even know. Because when I went to a lot of them, my first raves, I didn't even know who I was seeing.
Yeah, it's just your day for the environment.
And I was just like, I just like going and I like dancing around. I like being crazy.
Yeah.
And like not even crazy. Like I'm just literally
just like let loose.
Yeah, and it's such a nice stress reliever. I always turn my workout on. I'm like, watch. I'm like, yeah. But I feel like it's such a fun outlet. Like it's just like, oh, we're gonna jump around and sing songs that we like and but I just like how high energy it is. Like that's the best part of it. It's we're not gonna sit here and like sway to the music. No, we're about to like
jam out.
We're about to like mosh pit to the music. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, also mosh pits. Love.
Define a mosh pit.
So like everybody, usually it's like some boy, but sometimes it's me. Like goes in like this crowd or whatever. And like everybody like it just it's like and everyone like spreads out and
like a dance floor? Like a dance circle?
A dance circle, but it's empty. The circle's empty. Right. And the person in the middle has their hand up. And usually the person like playing, DJing, whatever, they're like building it up because they know, but usually they like sometimes they don't because like they don't want people to get hurt or whatever. I don't know, or like the facility's like, no, we ain't doing this here. Anyway, so they'll like build up and then the drop happens and so like the bass drop, I don't know what it's called, and then the person drops their hands and people like run at each other. And like there's like a circle and on the outside all the people are like, yeah, let's go. And like the circle is continually getting bigger.
Yeah.
And you like run at each other. Some mosh pits are kind of scary because they start throwing punches or like pushing you really hard. And like one time, it was the best time. It was like at ACL. Uh-huh. And I had my backpack and it was like open. And like after the like set, I was like all over the floor looking for my stuff. It was so fun though. And like they're just fun. And like I'm like telling you, the community's fun. Like, oh, you fall in like this like giant mosh pit, someone's gonna pick you up and like they're gonna make sure you don't die. Oh, there's someone's phone, someone just grabbed the phone and has it in the air. Like it's the best. And I'm about it. It's just fun.
No, I've heard so many stories too. Just like you could sit on the ground and someone will come talk to you.
Yeah. Like,
it sounds so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait for us to go to one.
That'd be so like it needs to happen soon.
I know. Well, okay, coronavirus.
Okay, coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We hear you, sister. We know the world has to stop for you. No, but
I've seen a lot I don't know if I've gone to virtual raves, but, like, I've seen a lot of videos of just virtual raves happening.
I know.
I'm like, oh, it seems so fun.
I remember when, like, we first were quarantining, you sent me one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this would be so fun. I literally have a rave light.
No way.
I have, like, a light that I put in the house, and I'm like, whoo.
I wish. I need to get one.
They're fun.
It's just a disco ball, right?
Yeah. Well, mine is, like a strobe disco ball thing. But I really want to get some more. So whenever we were, like, doing fish cam crafts, we would have, like, we called our house, like, Foundies or something. And we would, like, turn all the lights off and turn the disco light on and then turn the music up really high.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That sounds like a lot
It was a stress reliever. It was really fun. We would stand on the counters, on the table, dance around, you know.
Other than EDM, is there any other like genre of music that you really like, or just artists that you like?
Florence and the Machine always hits. I don't know if that's indie pop, indie. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really. Okay, I'm one of those people that like. I'm just like. I just like this person. I don't really know what genre it is. Mm-hmm. always have been a huge Halsey fan. I saw Halsey at ACL 1 year, and like that was it for me. Like, such a great performer. I can never think of their name, but they're like my favorite person. I cried at their concert. It's like, we built our own house.
Oh, I don't know what that song is.
Okay, hold on. Look on Spotify because I need to know.
Yeah. Was that an ACL?
So the first time it's Mr. Wives. Oh my God.
Oh.
The first time I saw them was at ACL.
Yeah.
And I cried because it was like, they're like one of my favorites.
Oh, good.
Just always just happy, wholesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know if wholesome's a word, but just happy music.
Yeah.
You know, I bumped to a little Ariana Grande.
Of course.
I'm not on this Harry Styles craze.
No.
He just is like another dude. Like, I'm not about
it. I wonder if people are attracted more to him or his music. I feel like it's just him, right?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I can never tell.
I'm not about it. I'm just not. I'm like, his music is annoying to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not there. Taylor Swift always hits.
Okay, good.
Always hits.
Yes.
Always hits. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, Casey Musgraves is one of my favorites. One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Trying to think of other people that I like.
That's a good lineup there, right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I, like, was dying, my last one, though, would be, like, a rave. Like,
oh, yeah.
For sure. That's where we're ending. We're ending on not a like actual high, like, you know what I mean, drug high.
Yeah.
We're ending on like a emotional spiritual high.
Yes.
Like having the best time of our lives.
Oh gosh. I like, here's the thing. I've never gone to a rave before.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hear like people like you describe it. I see videos.
Yeah.
I see, oh my gosh, I just want to go.
They're so fun. And like, I'm one of those people, like, I'm just not into the drug scene. I don't like it. But like, if I could describe like what I think drugs would be like, or like getting high would be like, it would be going to a rave.
Yeah.
Like, and like, I don't know, it's just the best time ever.
Yeah. Everyone, I mean, all the videos I see, people always look like they're having fun. I've heard like the community is like, people have their, like, people on the outside obviously have their own opinions, but like when you're in it, it's like A&M. Like, you can't describe it.
I one day want to have like a, people, okay, this is really cool. This is something cool about the community, is that there's like rave families, and like you like meet people, or you join little groups of people that like to rave, and like, because it's kind of hard to find people that are really into it, and like you join a rave fam, and like you can see where like they all go to raves together.
Aww.
And like around. Yeah. So I decided that as soon as all the like festivals are back, Ooby Dooby, mm-hmm. we're hitting Ooby Dooby. I'm going to do, and I'm talking about full weekends at these places.
Yeah.
I want to do Hangout.
I've never heard of.
That one's in like Alabama somewhere.
Okay.
I've heard of
Lights All Night.
Yeah. Lights All Night is one I really want to do. I feel like we talked about that. Ultra. Okay. Ultra is on the list. I just don't know where Ultra fits. I want Ultra.
Ultra's a big, it's a huge.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Lights All Night's one I've always wanted to go to, just never have been able to. Yeah.
I don't know if they've had those in Houston, but I know they've had it in Dallas.
Those are usually in Dallas.
Okay.
And then there's the one in the Houston one that's the Halloween one. Freaky Deaky,
yeah.
I did Freaky Deaky its first year in Houston. I don't know if I, like, loved it.
Yeah.
Where
even is it?
It's Sam Houston Race Park.
I think
that's where it is.
Okay.
But I don't know if I loved it, but that was the first year, so
yeah.
I'm willing to try it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I should have a lot of time in the fall and next year.
So, we'll see each other, Vicky.
Yes! And then we got to get somebody who's never even thought of being a, like, going to a rave, and then just bring them.
Okay, but that's the thing though, is like, you have to take people who want to do it.
Yeah.
Because some people like are very like claustrophobic, not about it.
Yeah.
So me and my friend McKenna went to like, it was ACL, but I was like in like trying to get in a pit, and like, I don't know why, I never like thought that someone would not like the scene of just like mosh pit, and she wasn't about it. And I just had never thought about it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. So you kind of got to pick people that like want to go, but want to go crazy.
Gotcha.
But, yeah.
On a more like deeper note. So I kind of talked about how like a lot of people will see me when I was younger and be like, oh, like you're such a child, like you're acting this way. And for me, I always, like, I used to take those, like, criticisms, I guess, really hard. And I was like, I need to change and be this person because, like other people think that's like what I should be. Yeah. So I was just curious if you've ever had any of those moments where you're like, I'm going to be myself, but like I was a bit insecure at one point and considering like changing myself to fit in.
Yeah. So I feel like in high school and like growing up, I was like just honestly like more of a serious person. Mm-hmm. And I was more, so I was that person because I thought that that's what like I had to be. Like I thought that I had to be the best at everything. I thought I had to be like really high expectations of myself, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I just, like, thought that, like, my parents expected me to be, like, the best of the best. And, like, truly, like, my parents didn't care. They're, like, not about me, but it was, like, they didn't care about, like, where I compared to other people. They just, like, wanted me to be myself. And, like, I had, I think, a false interpretation of what they wanted. Mm-hmm. And so once I, like, the words, like, got away from home, because it was, like, really in college freshman year that I was, like, the serious person, the person that, like, only does schoolwork, the person that's always like, I don't know, I just feel like I was just so focused on doing really good in school and not fun things. Like in freshman year of college, I was like, okay, time to like branch out and like really pave a way of like being myself and not letting like what I thought I was supposed to be be that. Okay. I feel like that's probably my most like, not really insecure, but like way of figuring out like that's not what what it's for me.
Yeah. And then like ever since then, I think like once you get into college and you're like, I don't need to be like, if I don't like someone, I can just I don't have to see you ever again.
That's the thing, is like in college you're definitely like picking your friends and like you're picking the people that you like want with you on the biggest moments of your life and like the worst moments of your life, because I think real friends show up when not necessarily the best things are happening, but when the worst things are happening to you. And so it's like really neat, because I always, for me in high in college, my goal was to pick friends that I knew were, so the way I say it is, if someone looks at Victor and is like, wow, Victor's a great person. Mm-hmm. And like, I want my friends to be like reflected as that, because the people you're around, like that's what people think of you.
Yeah, that's true.
And so like, I want all my friends to be really good reflections of me and like me good reflections of them.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in high school for me, I tried too much to, like, please everyone. And so, like, I think the best way to describe it was I was in baseball and I was in band, which are, like, very two opposites. Yeah. And baseball people would always make fun of, like, oh, this guy's in band. And then band would be like, oh, baseball players are like this.
They're like, yep.
And so in my head, I'm like, you know, like, I'm in both. Whenever I'm with the baseball people, I'll act this way. When I'm with band people, I'll act this way. And I don't think there's an issue of, like, showing different parts of you to, like, other people. Like, just the group you're around. Like, what fits the vibe? Like, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
But I think there is an issue if you feel like you need to do that to, like, please every single person.
Yeah, that is an issue.
You know? And so I think once I got into college and I was like, you know, I can choose, like you said, I can choose my friends. I can pick people I want to spend time with. I might be in an organization with 90 people. It doesn't mean I have to hang out with all 90.
Exactly.
I can pick like 10, 15 people I really enjoy, I really like, just get to know them better. And it's been smooth sailing.
And the person and the people that bring out your favorite parts of you too. Yeah. Because I saw this like quote. It was like really cute. It was like when one of your friends dies, like the part of you that's with them like dies too. So like who you were with them dies is like the quote. But I was like, wow, it's interesting. Because like I definitely, some of my friends are like, they're my friends I go to when I just like want to sit in the couch and just like hang out. Mm-hmm. And like some of my friends, I'm like, oh, we're like adventure buddies too.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. That was sweet.
Meep on the deep side. Meep. You don't get that side of me very much. Good luck.
I'm glad we got it.
Yeah, I'm not very emotional. Like, I'm just not. Mm-hmm. I don't, not that I like don't feel my feelings. I just like, I like to feel happy and I like to feel excited and I like to feel like, I don't know. If I could describe myself again, lately, I've been getting my nails done a lot and the only colors I'm attracted to are like the really bright colors. Neon colors, and like they just fit the vibe. They're it. So I feel like that's like a representation of who I am.
Yeah. See, I mean, obviously, you know, I can get really emotional sometimes. I don't think it happens as often as it used to. I've gotten better at just like knowing when the right moments are. I don't have to like cry at everything. Not that crying's bad. I can like when we were I'm trying to think of an example. Fish camp, like the very last day of virtual fish camp.
Yeah.
And someone was playing Closing Time, and I was like, "Yo, this kind of sad."
This is it. I will never forget my first time hearing Closing Time after camp. I was like, I think I was in fuzzies.
Yeah, now I hear it at like Logies all the time, and I'm like desensitized to it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like everyone needs to feel their feelings, and if you're not feeling your feelings, like,
yeah, no, I definitely am someone who's like, I can be emotional. Like I can, it's really easy for me to open up, but at the same time, like, I want to be happy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one that brings the mood down.
Yeah.
If I feel like the conversation's heading that way, like I can contribute, but like if I can keep the mood up, I would rather do that too.
I also like sharing positivity and like joy, and
yeah,
I feel like a lot of people are looking for that in life. Yeah. And like, I almost want to be like someone that people can come to when they need someone to just like, they just need energy. Mm-hmm. And like, I want to be able to give energy.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about that too. Like, so many people are like, oh, I want to be this light or be this positivity, mm-hmm. like symbol figure. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, not too many people like actually do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just whenever you're around someone like that makes you feel better and makes you happy, like, you just know, but it's kind of hard to do, like, keep it up. And so, I guess, like, do you have any moments where, like, maybe you don't want to be around people?
Okay. My, like, go-to when I do not want to be around people is I turn my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
I do that kind of a lot, though.
Yeah.
Because I don't really like my phone. I hate my phone.
Why?
I just hate.
What did it do to you?
I hate the, like, having to always, people, like, expect you to respond. They expect you. And, like, I understand that, but, like, I hate the constant dinging. Like, I'm just like, ugh.
Oh, I just turned all my notifications. Like, I don't even get message notifications anymore.
Yeah, I hate it. So, I turn my notifications off. I take my Apple Watch off because that's also what makes me, like, ugh. And I sit on the couch, really, literally right there with the TV on for hours. And I just, zone out.
Yeah.
I usually watch cartoons.
So, even in your, like, most alone moments, you're still watching, like, really happy.
Yeah, I'm, like, watching.
Animated.
I'm watching, like, Disney movies. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just, when I feel like I need moments by myself or, like, I need to get away from the world, mm-hmm. even in my away time, I'm around people.
Yeah.
Like, I have people that I'm okay with and, like, being around when I, like, am not doing the best. Mm-hmm. And then I have, like, people that, like, I'm always around anyway. Yeah. So, yeah.
Honestly, that's, like, something TJ and I realized when we lived together last year, mm-hmm. that we were a lot more similar than people on the outside would think.
Yeah.
Because people always see, like, oh, I'm super energetic, and he's not. But, like, whenever I go back to the apartment or, like, the house or whatever, I usually just want to be alone. Uh-huh. I just want to, like, chill out, be by myself. And I'm okay if, like, you walk in the kitchen, you see me eating, and you're like, hey, what's up? And then, like, we have, like, a 30-second conversation, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm perfectly fine with that. And TJ's like that, too.
Yeah.
And some of my other roommates who only knew me as Victor. Like,
silly
not,
Victor.
Yeah, silly Victor. They're like, oh, my gosh, like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm just recharging right now.
I remember, like, one of the first times I went over to y'all's house.
Yeah.
I, like, walked in, and, like, I was expecting silly Victor.
Yeah.
And you were just like, it's like your switch was off. And I was like, what is going on? And then TJ was like, oh, this is normal. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then it was like, but it all makes sense because, like, y'all are both definitely like that at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that, too. Like, oh, shoot, I'm, like, pretty similar to TJ.
Only at home, though.
Only at home, though. Like, when we're out in public.
No.
There's a noticeable difference, but shout out TJ.
Yeah.
Man helped me a lot.
Yeah, crusty man. Crust word.
Okay, I got two, maybe three more questions for
you. Okay, I'm in.
We got two, like, fun, rapid-fire type stuff.
Okay.
And then one, like,
I'm ready.
Serious-ish. Okay, so, oh my gosh. Okay, so if you had, like, let's set the scene, okay?
Okay, I'm in.
You're in Kukos. The mic is handed to you.
The mic is handed to me. I know the
song. You need to sing a song.
I know the song.
And you can't stutter at all.
Okay, Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. Literally, I've always said that if I had a gun to my head and the guy is like, I'm assuming it's a guy, but it's, the person is like, sing a song, karaoke, let's go, or you are
word
dead.
Word, yeah.
hopped in the plane in LAX. Like, I'm a dream in a cardigan. Like, that's, I'm going. Yeah. I'm starting.
Oh, man. Is that, like, has that always been your go-to?
Yes.
Like, even in high school?
Yeah, yes. Damn. But the most recent time I was in Cougars, I sang WAP, and that was so fun.
You sang WAP? I mean, yeah, you can sing it.
Yeah, I was, like, going. But for my birthday, I literally, all I want to do for my birthday is karaoke.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, that sounds so fun. Yeah. Me and all my friends.
Where's the karaoke place?
Logie's on Tuesday.
Wait, really?
That's why we're doing for my birthday. That's why we're going to Logie's.
Oh my gosh, yes. You're
so That's why we're going to
that
Logie's.
That just got me, wait, I had no clue.
There's yes, cool. That's why we're going to Logie's is for karaoke.
Okay, here's the thing. So I heard that, like, the Tap does, like,
they have piano their, stuff. Yeah, they have something. Their piano. I don't like the Tap. It's just not
I've
my
never
scene.
Been, but, like, it just doesn't seem.
It's just not my scene. Like, their drinks are expensive. They're not that great of drinks. Like, the people there are always kind of mean. Yeah. Like, no, man. We're going to Logie's, and we're going to sing karaoke, and we're going to jam out to Party in the USA.
Yeah, that makes me so happy. Yeah. I'm so excited.
The last time I sang at Logie's, I did Man, I Feel Like a Woman, and it was so fun. It was a good one.
How does it work? Like, who do you go to talk to, and you can you sing as much as you want?
Yeah, you can literally sing as much as you want. Damn. You just put your name on the list, and there's, like, a little... I think it's usually a lady, and she just sits there and, like, presses a button, and the song comes on, and they say, Victor, come on up. And, like, you can, like, run around Logie's with a mic. It's so fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
I'm so glad you told me about the whole Tuesday thing, too.
Oh, that's why I wanted to go to Logie's, because I want to do karaoke.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Get ready.
I'm so excited. All right, so if you had to wear, like, Think about what's in your closet right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm ready.
If you had to wear, like, one item for the rest of your life. And how about this? Let's just say this is an item that you can only wear, like, in your home. So, like, if you want to go outside of your home, like, you can wear whatever you want. But, like, whenever you walk inside your home, you need to be wearing this, like, shirt.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think if it needs to be sentimental or not. Hmm. Also thinking what's the most comfy.
That would be my thing.
Yeah, it's the most comfy. Well, I have this sweater that I got from, like, Aglian Outfitters. Not Aglian Outfitters. Like, that other, the warehouse.
Okay.
And it's, like, it says Texas A&M, and I cropped it, and it's a sweater, and it's just comfy. Honestly, I wear it a lot.
Yeah.
Just because I really like it. It's broken in. You know when things... Oh, yeah, yeah. You know when it's they're like, broken yes, in, it hits, and it's, like, it's broken in. I wore it literally all of quarantine. Like, it was bad. So, I would say that sweater.
Yeah.
Just because I know it's going to be comfy. It might be a little warm at times, but, like, it's okay.
Yeah. And then, lad, I have a few more questions.
Okay.
Okay, so, do you have any hidden talents, first of all?
Oh, hell no. I can't do crap. I literally, like, my hidden talent is I can fold my tongue into three. Oh my gosh. There we go. That's it. Like, I always think about how you can just, like, play music and, like, be a king. And I'm like, I can drink all this water. So, I don't... My thing is, I don't know my hidden talents yet.
Yeah.
I can talk a lot. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is there any, like, talent that you hope to acquire?
Ooh, something I'm working on. Not really a talent, but I'm really working on running, like, right now, recently. I really want to run a half marathon.
Oh, man.
Just something to do.
Yeah.
I've been running, but then I got COVID, so it really hurt to run, so I didn't run for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm back on the grind.
Oh, props to you.
But, yeah, that's been my thing lately. So I guess that's not a talent, but a skill.
Yeah.
I've always, always wanted to learn how to sing. Mm. Isn't that kind of weird?
No,
I just want to learn how to, like, hit the note.
Yeah. I want to know how to just, like, people can harmonize on, like that.
Oh, yeah. But that's, a skill I would also like to acquire is, like, rock climbing. But I like to have my nails done. So I don't know if that's in
the... That one might be out the door.
I don't know if that's in the works for me.
Yeah. I think for me, I would love to learn how to play guitar.
Uh-huh.
I think that's just... It's like piano, but it's more portable.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Can you play the violin?
No.
Oh, I don't know why I thought you could.
I play flute.
Oh, okay.
But, so guitar would be something. Singing too, like, honestly, would be...
You can sing though too, can't you? I feel like I've heard you sing.
You heard me sing, but, like, I could you can always improve, you know?
Yeah, but you're pretty good. You're like not hyping yourself up enough.
I guess.
Like, I'm telling you, one time you, like, sat down and you're like, I'm gonna play this song by Taylor Swift, and I was like, no, it was like like a Shakira song or something silly.
Was it La 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 La?
I think so. I think so.
I don't know the words to that except the La La La.
But you were like playing it on the piano. Oh, and I was like, yeah. This is a master. I was like, wow.
Yeah. And then, I think that's really the only stuff. I want to get like more into hiking.
Okay, let's go. Love hiking. I want to go to Big Bend.
I've never been.
Okay, so Big Bend has been on my list for like years, and I just always find a reason to not go.
We can do it this semester.
Let's go. Like, I'm being dead. Can we go though when it's not cold? That's my thing. Because I wanted to go over Christmas break, and then I was like, wow, it's going to be really cold. Yeah. So let's go.
Camping though, right?
Camping, the whole thing. And I want to be there for like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So I work, right?
Yeah, I work too.
No, I need Wi-Fi.
Oh,
like mine's for virtual. Work.
Oh, and we're at Big Bend. There ain't no Wi-Fi there. Shoot. Here.
Okay, well, we need to figure something out.
We can literally do it in the summer, too. Like, whenever.
Okay. We'll be I also finished work April 30th.
Oh.
I don't know how many finals you have.
No, I'm in 7 hours. I only got 2 maximum.
Perfect.
But, okay, you know what's really been irritating me lately? I can't make any plans in May because I don't know what day we graduate.
That's true.
It sucks.
When do they tell you? Like, March?
What do you mean? When graduation dates? I thought that usually they're already out, but I think because of COVID, they're not out.
That's so dumb.
It's pitiful.
Yeah. I have friends who are like trying to make plans. They're like, dude, we don't even know what days to block off.
Exactly. It's just kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Just graduating senior problems.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't relate.
Watch out for me going into the big world. Yeah.
Okay. So final question for you.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Okay. So, if you had one lesson you've learned in college that you would like to like hold on to forever, mm-hmm. like you always want to like have in your mind, like what lesson would that be?
It would be that not everyone that you think is your best friend is going to be there forever. Mm-hmm. So I think like Brynn actually like said it best. Mm-hmm. She has a friend that's like her best friend. But she told me once that like, I don't think she's like my forever friend. And I was like, wow, that's so interesting. And, like, I wish that someone had verbalized that to me before. Because I had a lot of friends, like, throughout college that were literally my best friend. I have 2 different instances where this was, like, the person I talked to every day. We hung out every day, all day. And then something happened. And, like, usually, in my perspective, it wasn't a big deal. It was like, oh, it's whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, and it just, the relationship was never, like, the same after. Yeah. And, like, I thought they were my best friend, and then they just kind of, like, were gone the next day, and it was like, wow, like, that's so interesting that, like, it happened twice, but it hasn't happened since the, like, most recent one, but it's just that not everyone that you think is your best friend is going to be there forever, and, like, and they're also not always meant to be there forever. Some people just, like, teach you how
to... You don't need to force it,
Yeah, they're just there to teach you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Wow. Yeah. That is good. Yeah. I think this might have been a quote from... Like someone maybe famous or from The Bachelor or whatever.
The Bachelor, yeah. He's famous and wise. Gosh,
I don't know.
He said, here's your rose.
But it's similar to that where like people come into your life for like a reason, a season or a lifetime or something. Yeah. And I mean, I feel you. Sometimes I hang out with somebody for a whole year and I'm like, wow, like we are going to be like best friends forever. Like I want to see you when you're like 50 and whatever. But then one like, maybe you guys just aren't, like, living together or in the same organization.
And then it's gone.
And it's gone. And it just, like, happens so gradually you don't even notice until, like, one day you see a picture and you're like, wow, like, we used to be so close.
Yeah. I think it's really important to, like, something that I did and I, like, listed out my friends and, like, my people and the people that I'm going to pursue for, like, ever.
Yeah.
And, like... And, like, still, like, not everyone's going to be there forever, but the people that, like, I want to intentionally pursue is, like, a really good friend in my life.
Yeah.
And, like, I listed them out, and, like, it's almost like a daily reminder of, like, relationships and, like, where to put them in your life and, like, where to invest my time in myself.
Yeah. And I think as, like, a senior, too, I mean, you're not, like, a freshman where your only goal is to meet as many people as
exactly.
you are.
Exactly. It's changed.
Yeah. You're, like, who are the people that... Well, sorry, we had a technical difficulty.
And we back.
Yeah, I think we were talking about how, like, gosh, I think freshman year, your whole goal is just to meet as many people.
Oh, yeah, that was where we were.
And then now, you're just trying to make sure you stay in touch with
Your inner circle. That's what I call them.
It's definitely the group. The list is a lot smaller than.
Yeah.
And like, if you're lucky enough to have like high school friends in that list too, like that's awesome.
Yeah. I got the little gang. We call ourselves Corn Dog Type of Love.
Why?
Okay, this is very high school.
Oh no.
There was this girl who got proposed to with corn dogs.
Like
it said, marry me. No, whoa. Marry me in corn dogs. Like the corn dog said it. So we're Corn Dog Type of Love. We're all pursuing a Corn Dog Type of Love.
I agree. We should all strive to
pursue. We should all strive to be proposed to with corn dogs. Oh my God. I saw this TikTok.
Wait, was she recently proposed to?
Like, this was like 2 years ago. But like, this girl, it's like, you know those people that just have it, everything is like, everything's a situation. Yeah, it's one of those. But it was like, we just thought it was so funny that it was corn dogs.
Yeah, that is funny. I could never.
It was just a very random.
I could never
object.
Do that to my spouse.
Like, I think it was like on Dollar Corn Dog Day. Yeah, something or something.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I think that's really it. All right. Do you have anything else you would like to add?
That I love Vicky.
Aww.
That's his name for me. And I can't wait for us to go on more adventures.
Yes.
Raves. Big Ben raves. Everything else.
Annoying TJ.
Annoying TJ. Oh my God, that we were good at that together.
You're so good. I'm glad he's here. I haven't actually seen him a lot.
Well, he's not busy. He's Ubering.
I know that. I'm just gonna keep this on record. TJ, you never really struck me as a type to like always be updating your social media. Like, I never saw you as someone who's like, oh, like someone just walked across the street in front of me. I'm gonna take a picture of that and like put it on my story. But whenever you started updating your Uber every like 5 minutes, your like Uber Snapchat story.
God.
I'm a big fan of it. I like reading about it and seeing what you're up to and who you run into, but it's just not the normal TJs.
He likes to add everybody. That's where it gets me. It's how many times he adds the same
people. Shout out to this person. They mentioned you.
It's like, wow.
Also, shout out to this person for this interesting conversation. Or, oh, like, I ran into at blah, blah, blah in the car.
And it's on Snapchat, so it's, like, funky. It's
Hey, but you do you, TJ.
Yeah,
I want to be an Uber. Not, like, full time, but, like...
We should try to get him to pick us up.
I don't know how we could request that.
I don't know, but I'm going to call Uber and make it happen. We could like be like, if we know he's like Ubering, and like we could call him and then decline them when we know it's not him. Okay.
Perfect.
Great.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of this podcast. I will see you guys on our next one. Peace out.